It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, we've got tickets to see that guy right there, NF, at, where's he coming? Oh, Pfizer on May 8th.
he's going to be in the city. That's where he's going
to
be.
So we got your tickets at 7:45 this morning.
What's up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so how does Travis Kelce's mom feel about Taylor Swift? We saw them together at that first game.
She did end up pulling up to the game.
She did. Well, according to people around them, Taylor has the stamp of approval. Like, I'm surprised.
Oh, really?
Of course she does. They said she thinks Taylor's very sweet and down to earth. She is. I've never met her, but she is.
Well, they haven't gotten to know her well enough yet. We'll see in a few months.
Wait until he turns on her and she writes an album about
him. Just wait.
No,
that's cute. Mama Kelce approves. Yeah. I mean, she's such a like a wholesome, amazing type style mother that you see her and go, she better like Taylor.
Yeah, I hope they get along well, because this is going to be an interesting union we've got going on.
Are these wedding bells we're hearing? What?
I would die, but it wouldn't be that far off.
Hey,
I mean, we
could be witnessing the start of a beautiful relationship.
Maybe Taylor's been dating the wrong guys the whole time.
Should have been going for the athletes.
See? We're going to find out. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And
hey.
I'm so excited, DZ, because tonight is the Brewers game.
That's right, game one.
6:08 tonight, which means we have a special guest from the Brewers coming on today.
Yeah, just somebody slight pulling up on us.
I am so excited to talk to this person, and I know you are too.
I am.
And if you're going to get out of your car or you're not going to be able to listen, you listen on the Odyssey app. You can stream us anytime. Find out who it's going to be.
Thank you. Yeah, because you might be like, oh, I wonder who it is. Maybe it's going to be, would you think? Don't worry about who it is. You're just going to have to be here to find out.
Wait and find out. And then we've also got tickets for you to see Kane Brown this morning at 8:40. Oh, and you can go see Taylor Swift's movie as well, the Eras Tour movie at 7:30.
Hot tickets. Yeah, that's us.
Oh, man. Seriously, we're on fire this week.
Call the fire department.
I didn't even mention NF at 7:45. Do you want me to?
Go ahead. Tell him.
I could.
Talk to him, Allie. Talk to him nice.
We're
Hold on.
Fire.
Let's go.
Lots to win around here, and someone special from the Brewers joining us later in the show. Coming up next, though, I want to discuss something that I did over the weekend.
Okay.
And it involves whether or not you do something very specific when you buy something.
What?
You may have seen my Facebook last night blow up over this.
Oh.
And if you didn't, we'll discuss next.
Okay.
I want to know the truth. People are lying on Facebook. People are going to lie on the air. I'm not having it.
You calling people out for being liars?
We're calling them out, DZ.
Pants on fires?
You're all a bunch of liars and you know it. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
What a way to start that. All a bunch of liars.
Liars!
Mentirosos!
But first, don't forget, we have somebody cool from the Brewers going to be on today because the big game's tonight at 6:08. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Kane Brown tickets at 8:40 and NF tickets at 7:45. There's a lot going on around here.
For real, though.
A lot. DZ, I want to know, if you, when you buy a new towel, do you wash it before you use it?
Of course.
Liar.
No, what are you talking about? What, me? Lying? No.
Is that your final answer?
Okay. No. I don't.
Okay. 632 people commented so far since last night on my Facebook, and 620 of them are claiming they all wash their towels before they will use them, and they're all liars. I'm like, you guys are lying. There's about 15 people on there who are brave enough to admit they don't, and everyone's either laughing or hearting it because they're like, amen, somebody spoke up.
Somebody's speaking on it.
And I do think a lot of these people do wash them,
sure,
but I don't think 600 of them wash them. I think most of them are lying. I think a majority of them are full of it, okay?
I mean, I really wash a new towel after I realized that I didn't wash it the first time, and I use it fresh out the shower, and I got all the linties on my body. I've been there.
The linties.
You use a brand new towel, and you feel good. It's all nice, soft, and then you look at your body and go,
come on.
So now you gotta grab an old towel that you have washed a billion times by now.
That's dirty.
It's dirty, probably, and use the old towel. Uh-huh. Man, no. I'd love to say, yeah, we put the new towels in the washer every single time. No.
It'd be a lie. Same.
No. Mentira. Lies.
Same thing with clothes. I'd be lying if I said I wash clothes before I wear them. That's a lie. It's a total lie.
Ooh.
It's a total lie. And I asked this because the other day, it started because Hudson looked at me and said, he came in naked because he was 10 and wants to show his butt to everybody. And he's like, look at my butt. And I'm like, get out of here.
10 or 30, it doesn't matter.
It's men in general. Look at my butt. Look, Allie. And I said, get out of here. And he goes, we need bigger towels. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? You are getting bigger. We still have the smaller ones. You need bath sheets. Like,
oh, you need big boy towels.
Yeah, I have like bath sheets
for
me.
You need some wraparound towels. Yeah.
That's some bougie stuff, though.
Man, no, those are the good towels, because then you can wrap it around you once or twice, depending on how skinny or big you are. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. And I thought about what he said, and I thought, wow, you know, you only buy towels like probably once every 10, 15 years if you're smart. My towels that I have are from my wedding.
Yo.
And I got married in 2009. I had to think about it.
Math.
So 15 years old. They're 15 years old.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Not to say wow like that, like it's a long time, but like, I don't really think about buying towels. I couldn't tell you the last time we bought towels.
Exactly. So when I thought about that, I went, I can spend money on these because I'm going to use them for 15 years. And that's what we did. And I went and bought a bunch of new big bath towels at Home Goods.
The good
towels. And then we came home, and that triggered the whole, wait, does anybody, as I'm pulling off all the tags, I'm cutting off the tags, all these towels. I'm like, I'm not washing these.
No, we're not washing these.
Should I wash these? I touched these in the store. Who else touched these? But I'm not washing them.
Good point, though.
Yeah, it's gross.
They're store towels.
Same thing but people try on clothes.
Yeah.
And then you take them home.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I do this as often as I maybe should, because how many times I've worn pairs of shoes with brand new jeans that, like, a white pair of shoes got blue dye on the top of the little, like, tongue on them now because I didn't wash the new jeans I just bought.
See? See?
Should we do this that often, for real?
I don't know. Somebody wrote on Facebook, depends, ordered some on Amazon and didn't bother washing them because I took the plastic wrap off of them. Well, that's like the perfect medium where there's already, they're wrapped up, so you feel like you don't need to wash them.
Well, then in my brain, I'm like, no, those are factory towels. You don't know what they've been doing, period.
Oh, the phones are blowing up. Okay, we're going to play a song quick, and then we're going to take your calls and your texts next, because I can't wait to hear, do you wash your towels before you use them? Don't you dare lie. Don't you dare lie to us. How can you not dance? What is wrong with you if you're not dancing to that song?
Yeah.
Such a good song.
Might be my favorite song right now. I'm not even going to cap.
Paul Russell, Lil Boo Thang. You're my little boo thang.
It's just a good bop.
It's just a jam.
Feel good.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ were talking about towels. I bought new towels for the first time in years, and I didn't wash them.
We're talking about towels.
And everybody's lying on my Facebook right now, claiming.
Oh, I'm already knowing.
I'm reading all your comments, and you're liars.
There's no way. The liar, pants on fire. If you say, every time I buy new towels, I put them immediately in the wash.
Liar!
Yeah, you must forget to take the tags off too then, huh?
Let's pull up our girl with her own theme song. Saucy Sandra is calling this morning in Milwaukee because she called 5 days in a row and got her theme song. Hey, girl.
Yeah, I'm different. Good morning. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Saucy. I'm here, too.
Yes.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, DZ.
No, I'm playing. Good morning, Saucy.
Okay, guys. I was totally traumatized by, like, a CSI or something like that.
Here we go.
So I wash my stuff.
Well, at least you have a reason. You're not just lying to us because you're embarrassed. You're saying I was traumatized by one show one time.
Triggered by this stupid show because this kid died because there was stuff on the clothing.
Oh.
And so I was like...
Sandra.
Oh my gosh.
Sandra, it's a scripted show, Sandra.
From a real place.
I know,
Sandra,
but I'm weird like that.
It's not even a true crime show where it really happened. Get it together, Sandra.
True stories. I get it. But guess what? I'm different. Yes, I'm different.
That's right.
It's okay.
All right. Well, you keep washing your towel, Saucy. I actually believe her.
I do.
Yeah. And not only that, but I can't stand the touch of a towel if it's not washed.
Ah,
that makes
weird
one of
quirk.
Us. Yeah. All
it
right.
has like this waxy feeling to it. Mm.
I'll have to figure it out when I buy new towels, I guess.
Mm. Thanks for calling.
Well, you'll see. Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Kathleen in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Talk to us. You wash your new towels. Don't lie.
Okay. So I never used to, but I had this experience about 10 years ago. It wasn't actually a towel. I was out with my young one and he got all messy. And so I had to buy him a shirt at the store and I put it on him. And later on, he had this like rash on his back.
Ooh.
And so I was freaked out, obviously. And the only thing I could think of was it was, you know,
material.
The new shirt.
Right.
So now since then, I've been freaked out. Like, okay, has someone else touched this? Or like, is it like a rash from somebody? Is it the material? Is
the
it like
ink,
is it chemicals?
Something. Right.
Everything. So ever since my little one, he got like a rash on him. I'm weird about everything new has to be washed, whether it's socks, whether it's, it doesn't matter what it is. It all has to get washed.
So now it's spun into other things where you just wash everything new.
Yeah.
And the kiddos got sensitive skin too, usually. Yeah. So I get that.
For sure. Somebody texted in and said, there's another question. Do you wash your new dishes after you buy them? Lori in Cedarburg asked that. Nope.
Oh, yes.
Nope.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I think it's almost even, I have to.
You can call me gross. I don't care because I'm going to tell the truth like I always do.
That's my anxiety, man. Like
I hear it. I hear it, Kathleen.
Somebody else texted in. Thanks for calling, Kathleen.
We appreciate you. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, Allie, I saw your Facebook post, went to comment no that I don't wash, but I saw all the yeses and decided not to comment. I told you people are
peer
not.
Peer pressure.
People are afraid to admit it that they don't, but don't. I'm being open with you.
You got to stand on it. Honestly, the dishes I don't think about.
Yeah.
We're talking about towels. And I mean, I get other clothing, spins it off into the now you want to wash everything new. But man, it's making me realize maybe I should be washing my new stuff.
Nah. Sean's in West Bend. It's day two for Sean calling in and getting through. Good morning, Sean.
Hey.
What do you think? Do you wash your towels before you use them? Tell the truth.
Towels, no. Clothes, yes. Mostly because towels, I don't expect anybody to go into the store, start wiping their face with it and anything like that, but...
True.
And stuff like that. I don't know if DZ went to flag football practice, went to go get something, said, I don't like this. Now it's all sweaty.
Hey, why you got to come charge that me? Why couldn't you use a random other name, man? Why I got to be DZ? Why I got to be the one leaving flag and going all sweaty to Ross?
Sean
the biggest, baddest man in the yard.
Hey, flex on the papa. No, I appreciate you. You funny.
All right, Sean. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Later. He's on the way to get a theme song, man.
He is on the way to get a theme song. Last but not least, Mike is calling from Hartford. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, everybody on my Facebook, all 600 of them are claiming they wash everything before they use it. There's only about 18 claiming they don't, and I'm with those people. Oh, 32 now are not claiming they.
Hey,
32 out of the 600
growing
are admitting
in numbers.
It. They're admitting it. Mike?
You can say 33. Don't wash them because ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey.
You know what else?
Mike? I didn't get the theme song by washing my towels before I use them.
Shots fired.
Can I be honest with you guys, too? I can't even get to the stuff that is dirty in my laundry. As if I have time to do the stuff that isn't.
I'm working on the dirty clothes.
Come
you expect
on.
Me to wash something clean and new?
I'm behind on laundry. My whole life story. Every day I'm behind. I never catch up. No matter how long I work on laundry, it keeps coming. Because guess what?
Wrong.
I have kids.
You're
I don't
wrong.
Have
the
time.
Only thing we did wash when we first got them was Eileen was obviously born during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
We washed all of her clothes when she was up to about a year old, and then it's like, well, she's fine now.
Well, that's different times. No, they're jaded,
And hand-me-down clothes, too. Like, clothes at rummage sales or hand-me-down clothes, we wash those, too.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But other than that, she gets a brand-new T-shirt, slap it on her, it's fine. Got to toughen her up somehow.
Aww. Salute, Mike. I love it.
Well, I get it. They come out of the womb, and they're sensitive skin. You got to be careful with everything.
And she does. She's got eczema and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, she got her mom's skin, so we try to take advantage of keeping it as smooth as possible for her. So
look at Mike blaming mom for the skin. So you throwing mom under the bus?
Kathleen will admit it. So
well, and Kathleen fine. Would probably call in and go, Mike's not doing laundry anyway, so what does he got to say about this? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget your chance to join us at a screening of the Taylor Swift Eras movie. Coming up at 7:30 this morning.
That's big moves. You know plenty of people are trying to go see that.
Well, it's the only way I'm going to see the tour at this point.
At this rate, man.
I want to go to the movies to see it. I'm just saying.
It feels like a quality experience enough, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Every Tuesday, though, around this time, we do Tech Tuesday, all brought to you by Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app today. What do you got for me today?
Well, speaking of movies, you know, some people know or may not know that there had been a strike going on, a pretty big strike. The actors are currently on strike, if I'm to be honest.
Yeah.
But the writers have now reached an accord, apparently. Mm-hmm. The writers are now in talks or have basically inked a deal that has put limitations on AI. Mm. The part of the strike was the worry that AI was going to take over their jobs, that people were going to be writing scripts through AI means and now making hit movies and will absolve the need to have actual people working on films. That was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the contract addresses stipulations to where AI can't use or be used to write or rewrite any types of scripts. There can't be AI generated work.
They're trying to protect jobs. Is that what's happening?
Yes. And it is really kind of a first of its kind where now a job field or a job force has made it possible to put limitations on AI and the first generation of the possible AI takeover and quote unquote what some people fear.
It feels weird to tell that to TV and movies when half of it's fake anyway. The irony. No.
Ain't it? No.
It's scripted. It's cinema. Like we use for Jurassic World and stuff. They use
just all computerizations.
They use animatronics and all of that. It's half of it's fake anyway.
Yes.
That's why I don't understand what we're fighting. I get that you don't want every job gone because somebody has to make those.
Right. And they're saying that you still can use AI. It just has to be disclosed. It can't be underlyingly written by somebody or AKA not nobody because it's artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It's all got to be used in an open field if it is used at all.
Tell them it's fake.
But you got to give the actual people precedent ahead of it first. Mm. So it's kind of like a first of its kind contract. Thought it was kind of cool where now we finally are seeing some kickback from basically 200 days of a strike that we just endured because this is from back in like May.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're the first ones to really try to regulate AI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're doing a good job at it. I actually wouldn't mind seeing a couple AI scripts. I want to know what it's going to be like.
I just can't get over the filters we use.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do in movies. Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to a movie, I know it's not real.
Thank you. Most of the times, the things you see are already AI generated. But
you know,
here we are. Everybody wants to get selective at one point. So,
fair enough that they have to at least disclose it. So, all right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for that. That was Tech Tuesday. Let's get into what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Did I read this right?
Yeah, I think you did read that right.
What is going on? Go on.
All right, well, somebody wants to be held anonymous, so give this gentleman a name.
Sean.
Sean.
It's the first name I had written down.
There we go. So Sean today wrote in and just cut to like this. I'm 28, and I haven't had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a date, haven't had any close female friends. Honestly, I'm really awkward around women in general.
Mm-hmm.
Spent my time more focused on working, making money, advancing in other areas. And now I'm worried that due to my lack of experience, if I do find myself in a relationship or close, mm-hmm. I won't have the maturity to make things work or keep myself from falling into the usual paranoia.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm not really sure where to go from here, but if it helps, my friends tell me I'm not bad looking, just weird. Weird, quote unquote, weird.
Well, looks only get you so far, because once you get to know someone, looks don't matter anyway. I don't care what anybody says.
And though I don't take offense to that, I doubt anyone would find my weirdness attractive. Sounds like a silly question, but how would you help me find a girlfriend? Sean.
Well, Sean, what do you think, DZ?
Oh, I got the right answer for him, but I want to give it a second. I want to answer with everybody.
Okay, fine. All right, we'll take your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Sean wrote into the show. He's in his 20s. He's never had a girlfriend. He wants to know, how would you help him find a girlfriend?
He needs a hitch. He needs a hitch right now.
Yeah, maybe so.
Hitch or a hitchette. Everybody's welcome.
All right, talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what's your advice for Sean this morning? He's in his 20s, never had a girlfriend. Says he's, friends say he's good looking, but he's awkward.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree with Sean's friends. Honestly, he probably is really weird. I'm really weird. And I'm married. Just celebrated an anniversary.
But you've known her your whole life almost. I mean, high school is like when you're a kid, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, I'm sure Sean has probably made more female friends than he thinks. Because we all went to school with girls.
Mm-hmm.
We've all known girls at one point or another. We've all had siblings, cousins,
but if you
friends.
Weren't with Aaron and you were single, girls might think you were weird.
Oh, y'all definitely.
See what I mean?
Weirdo. Weirdo. I'm just goofy. I'm awkward. I like got too much high energy sometimes. I probably say inappropriate things, but my wife loves me, and that's what's important. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I cashed out early, y'all. I ain't got to worry about this. But as far as helping Sean out, mm-hmm. Sean needs to worry about friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about girlfriends. You old enough, my guy, to where nobody should really be asking you about your personal life anyway, but people are. And you passed the stage of even really caring about it.
Does worry he about care?
Yeah, he cares. Or else he wouldn't send that.
He's 28. Nobody wants to be 28 and never had a girlfriend. That sucks. Everybody is allowed to have love.
We can say what it is. He feels like he's about to turn 30 and he's never been in love.
Yeah, he's got no life experience. His emotional maturity is going to be low.
Stop worrying about it. Nobody cares about love enough. I mean, too many people focus on it. Nobody cares about it enough. You need to stop worrying about it. Love will come to you, my boy. You need to focus about friends. Focus on friends. You got awkward friends that are making you feel awkward yourself. Go ahead, get you some other friends.
Just get on a damn dating app already.
No,
how about that?
No, don't
Why
do
not?
That.
That's
don't
what
do
everybody's
that.
Doing. Welcome to 2023.
Don't do that. He's in, it doesn't sound like he's trying to go that way.
Where's he going
to
meet people?
He's got to do it the old conventional way, man.
Good luck.
I'm against
Good
the apps.
Luck.
I'm against the apps. Just call me old-fashioned.
Why?
I
well,
don't
that's
know.
Because you're 100 years old in your mind with marriage.
You know?
Can't think back. Now that's what we do. It's how we meet people. It's just the dating world. You go on apps.
Well, I mean, that's
it's
what
evolved.
You would do. Get the dating apps then.
Okay,
I don't know.
I go out all the time. Where am I meeting these people that you... I meet,
you
people,
meet people
all
in public.
The time. And how, if I'm not meeting people and we meet as many people as we do, you think Sean's going to find a girl in the wild?
You
Give
was
me a
just
break.
Saying you met someone interesting last night.
He was
night.
Hot, but that doesn't mean that I met him and we're going out just because I see a hot guy.
But you could strike a conversation rather than finding people on an app. That's what I'm saying. I say don't use the app. Try it yourself. You're already awkward. You feel weird around women in general. You got to work on that awkwardness. An app's not going
to
help you.
Well, you got a date to work on it. That's my point. Going on one date with a chick you meet in the wild is not going
to
fix it.
That makes it more awkward. When you're already awkward, when you already feel weird talking to women, being on an app isn't going to help you. It's only going to give you superficial superficial confidence.
I think it's easier because you're hiding behind it's easier to
That's
be
fine.
You're less awkward.
I feel like it's less genuine. I disagree. You know what I mean? It might be easier, but it's not as genuine.
Well, nobody's genuine on these things, DZ.
Exactly.
I mean, that's dating.
Listen to the context. He's really awkward around women. He's got to work on that firsthand in person. You ain't going to find somebody that you're going to be cool with in person unless you do it in person.
So when you take him out and you're looking, how are you going to know they're single? Like, this is I'm single people problems.
Work on the conversation.
You go up to everybody and ask, are you single?
I mean, maybe some people might. The old school way. Are you seeing anybody?
And a lot of people don't get married like they used to. So there's a lot of people in relationships who don't have rings. That's the other problem with dating.
It starts a conversation and somebody will tell you real quick, hey, I'm seeing somebody or hey, maybe I'm interested. I don't like the app route.
Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas this morning and see what she thinks. I totally forgot people were on hold. We were deep in our convo. Lisa!
Good morning!
morning.
Good morning. What do you think, Lisa? What should Sean do?
I think he should take it one day at a time. My uncle was 40 when he met his wife. He never had a girlfriend. We thought he was going to be single forever. And you know what this man did? He went on dating apps. And this was 10 years ago. Like, so it wasn't apps. It was like Match.com and whatever else. But, like, there's so much more available now. And I think that meeting people that are in that, you know, common interest. And DZ, you said, okay, online's whatever, superficial, whatever. Then why not do some in-person single speed dating or something? Because that's available, too.
Ooh.
Well, he's never been on a dating app. He's just anti-dating apps, in fairness, right? DZ?
DZ? No, I've never been on a dating app either. I've been married 16 years.
They've never made sense to me. Me and my wife got together before then. I'm not saying I'm anti-dating apps. This just doesn't feel like this is what this guy needs. This guy needs to work on his personality in person, actual personality.
She's saying it's all condensed. You got everybody in one area that you know is single.
Yeah, I love the speed dating.
You know where to find people.
But the speed dating is in person.
And let his weird light shine.
Yeah, there you go. I love that part.
Other weirdos will find you if you let your weird light shine, you know?
I love that. I love that, Lisa. Yes, that part.
Lisa, thank you for calling.
You guys have a good day.
Bye. Let's go to Ryan from Calabama, last but not least, also known as Caldonia.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey, yo.
All right. What does Sean do?
I want to be this guy's wingman. That's what I want to do.
His wingman. Oh, wingman. I thought he meant at his wedding.
No.
So you want to be best friends?
He's not going to go on a wedding because he's never going to meet anyone because we told him not to go on dating apps.
I'll take this guy out. Let's go, bro. I'll go out there and be that wingman. I mean, it all depends on what flavor of awkwardness he's got. You know, there's different flavors of that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's a furry for all we know. You know what I'm saying? He likes to dress as an animal. Who knows?
God. Hey, you sound like my 10-year-old right now, dude.
I mean, the people exist. There's a community.
Okay. Great.
I get DZ. I'm kind of with DZ. He's got to get out there and get his personality exposed and get out there in person more than these dating apps. I mean, we don't need another
another married man telling me where to meet men. That's what I don't need. That's
but I'm single, and
I lived a single life, and you're telling this guy to go meet women where he's never going to find them in the wild.
But
you
can never say never.
You don't know that.
This
you don't
like
know
that. You're telling a married person how to get married.
It's like you're
I've had horrible experience with the apps. I've been catfished too many times when I was in the dating phase. And I'm like, I'm out, bro. I'm out.
What? How long ago did you use the apps?
10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. We've evolved, everybody. It's not just...
AI's evolved, too. Catfishing's way easier.
It is. Yeah, it is. You have different things, like you can get verified. I can tell. Now we're getting better at making sure profiles aren't fake. If you mess with people that aren't verified, that's on you, man.
I'm not saying the dating apps aren't a place for him. They're not a place for him to start. That's for somebody that has had some experience, in my opinion. He's got zero. He's got none. He's starting from scratch. And when you're in the kindergarten stages, you don't hop into a high school dating app. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through the years. You got to go through the advancements, and he's got to work on his personality cues at face value before he's on any technology.
He's
got to
sit down and figure out his weirdness, though, too. Like, you've got them different apps if you're going to throw them at there of where you can go with it, you know?
Everybody's weird.
Is he nerdy weird? Is he
That's true.
Is he, that different weirdness.
Well, let's not say weird. How about just everybody's different?
Different. Unique.
Weird. Unique. You know,
I like my weirdness.
You know?
That's why I got no problem with the word weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I like my weird. My brand of weird is on point for me.
It was somebody texted in and said, just because he's not been in a relationship does not make him emotionally immature. I would disagree when it comes to love relationships.
Yeah.
He might be emotionally mature in other aspects.
But love?
But love, hell no.
He's a baby right now.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
You got to go through it. You got to go through heartbreaks.
He's going to fall hard for that first one.
That's the thing.
No problem.
That's the stuff that changes you is all that.
Yep. Hey, Sean, hope you're listening, big dog.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I'm so excited because at 7:45, we have tickets to see NF when he comes to Fiserv Forum.
Mm-hmm. That's right, May 8th, baby.
But before that, we're sending you to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie, which is coming out, and we're going to take you to our very own screening.
Yeah, we're taking over the theater, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're going to take over AMC Mayfair, and y'all going to be there with us.
We sure are. So, 7:30, 5 5 minutes away. That's your chance, basically, to do that. Yesterday, I was out and about, DZ. I went to the Harley Davidson Museum.
Ooh.
I went to a creamery in Bayview, Clock Ooh. Shadow Creamery.
My neck of the woods, yum.
I was very Milwaukee yesterday.
I was going to say, you was out and about. You hit the stretch. You went all over.
I can't tell you why, but I was out doing something very cool in Milwaukee.
It was a very hush-hush.
It's hush-hush, okay. And coming soon, you'll find out why. But I had never really done the tour at Harley. Tell the truth, have you?
No. Oh, no. I've never done the tour.
It's so freaking cool. Bruh, I was like, what? How have I never done this?
I'm going to call myself out with you. I've never been there. I've only been to like the Econowalk Harley or outside of that Harley.
Oh,
I've never been
the museum.
Inside. No.
That's the museum.
No, I've never been in the museum.
Mm-hmm. And there's a restaurant there, Motor. So one side's like the gift shop and the restaurant. The other side is the museum. And
okay.
So I had been there like you, but I had never done the actual tour. I'd never walked through it.
Yeah. You hadn't experienced it.
Wow. Really neat.
Really wow?
Yeah. Just a lot of cool things. A lot of cool things.
Okay.
And I have more to tell you, but I can't tell you yet.
Oh, now see all these teases. Dang it, Allie. Now I got questions because you know I want a motorcycle. You know me.
I sat on a few motorcycles.
Man, forget you.
They took me in a private area.
Oh, so cool. Look at me.
He's giving me the middle finger.
I'm Allie, and I sat on motorcycles and didn't say nothing to DZ about it.
I may have been in areas people weren't allowed to go in, and I can't tell you why, but I will tell you eventually.
No, that's exciting, yo. And
it's cool.
It makes me excited that you got to experience something like that.
Well, I'll share more when the time is right.
Thank you.
In the next couple of weeks, I'll share more. But the Harley Museum, I was very impressed. So that's it. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. And we will also have your keyword for Taylor Swift. You want to come with us to the movies? It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
They'll think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Looky here. Sasha wants to know if she's the jerk for evicting her friend.
Sasha.
What do you think? Could you imagine evicting a friend?
Nah, that'd be tough. Oh, dog, friend. Yeah. There's too Hell many no. ways things can go wrong with friendships when you get into business like that, man.
Couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Can be a little awkward. You can always submit your moral dilemma to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us right there, or you can slide into the DMs. Hope we see him.
Yep.
Here's what Sasha said. She said, Allie and DZ, my husband and I manage an entire block of townhouses. One of my best friend's brothers needed a place to rent. It just so happened we had the cheapest one vacant. So I would like to say before I dive into this, we did not get to make any of the decisions for these townhouses. We simply do the maintenance, show the units, fix problems, and sign people up.
Ah, got it.
This also meant we handled complaints, inspections, and evictions.
They're managers, basically.
Yep. The owner just collected money and made all the final decisions.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Said the brother and I weren't really friends. Well, it's real nice until you got to evict your friend. Just wait. Says the brother and I weren't really friends. We more or less tolerated each other. So being the manager of his unit seemed easy for me. The problem was when his sister, my best friend, decided to move in.
Mm.
I loved her. She's an important person in my life. My husband and I both knew this was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
We knew it was only a matter of time. The first time there was an issue was when the neighbors had just had their baby, complained about the very loud music coming from next door around 12 a.m. on a weekday.
Oof.
By laws, as quiet time is at 11 since it was the first complaint. I just told them verbally they had to keep it down during the week. She seemed fine with the warning and went on with her life. I was under the impression we had figured things out and it was going to be fine. However, I was wrong. Fast forward a couple of months, I'm over there myself. We're having a good time. Music blaring.
Ooh.
I asked them to turn it down as it was getting late.
Yeah.
They did not. A little more time went by. We got another complaint another day at 2:30 a.m. on a Friday. So my husband contacted the brother and stated the music had to be turned down or we would have to call the cops. Since we had received numerous complaints and tried to work with them and be civil, and they weren't responding to any of these, we got to the last straw, which was eviction.
Ooh.
We had to write up an eviction notice.
Yep.
I was okay with it at that point because I didn't know what else to do, but I felt like I was just trying to maintain my friendship rather than enjoy it at this point.
I hate that makes sense, too.
She and the brother have now moved out. I can't help but wonder, am I the jerk for evicting my best friend? Ay, ay, ay. I mean.
You're just doing a job. But now you've ruined a friendship, I guarantee it.
Well, they didn't even rent it to the best friend. They rented it to the brother, thinking he's fine as a tenant. He won't bug us.
And nope, they weren't fine at all as a tenant. And then all of a sudden, you get more people moving in. You got the comforts of home because you've got comforts of friendship. And all of a sudden, all those comforts, you get too comfortable.
Well, Sasha is taking advantage. They're taking advantage of their friends who manage the townhouses and going, we can do whatever we want because the people in charge are our friends.
That's the hairy part because you can't. You really can't. And especially they're not the owners. Yeah. I guess maybe it'd be one thing if they were the owners and you could just go, whatever, my friends own the place if you really wanted to be that nonchalant. But they're just managers.
If you're a good manager, though, you care about everybody being happy.
Exactly.
Which is the problem. They care and the best friend has no stake in that and does not care if everybody's happy. She's just renting with her brother. She doesn't care about anybody else.
Wouldn't you normally give your friends more chances, though?
You would think, yes.
You think?
And I would have more talks with them. I'd be like, okay, at what point are you not getting that I have to evict you?
Like, I feel like there's things you could have fined them. You could have put, notices up. You could have done eviction warnings. I felt like you did the minimal. You treated them like a tenant. You did the minimal and then went, okay, bye.
That's what they're supposed to do.
But they're your friends.
All right.
I'm leaning towards Jerk. Am I wrong for that?
I don't know. 414-533-1037. I guess we're going to find out. That's the moral dilemma. Sasha wants to know if she's the jerk for evicting her best friend. We will discuss next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sasha wants to know if she's a jerk for evicting her best friend. First, the brother moved into the townhomes her and her husband managed. They thought, well, we're not that close with him. He'll be fine.
Tenant.
But then her best friend moved in. And then it got really hairy because they were blaring music, getting complaints. They told him to stop.
Bro, but they were there partying at one point when they got complained on. You can't be a part of the problem.
Well, they were there and said, you got to stop. It's getting too late
and
to play
didn't.
The music. And they didn't. Jacob is calling from Cedarburg this morning. Good morning, Jacob, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Trying to figure it out. Decide if Sasha is the jerk for kicking her friends out, evicting them.
What do you think?
I'm going to say absolutely not. First rule, obviously, don't mix business and pleasure.
Yeah.
And I think Sasha's probably learning a valuable lesson here.
Mm-hmm.
But since she did, I'm going to say, if they're really her friends and they really care about her that much, they're going to understand that they don't want her or her husband getting in trouble.
Because
especially being the manager, now you're risking not only a friendship, but
it's your livelihood.
Imposing on their job.
Mess with my livelihood and see how quick we're not friends anymore. I've done it to people.
Right. Yeah,
I've done it to people.
One.
Like, I feel that.
It's a thing. At the end of the day, that's your paycheck. That's how you take care of yourself.
But
and
you
if your friends want to mess with that, next.
You good with making your friends homeless over it? Oh!
If they're affecting my livelihood, they can go rent somewhere else that I don't manage.
And it sounds like Sasha tried to do what she could to maintain that friendship, and it sounds like she, if she didn't impose any fines or actual warnings on them, she was still, even at that point when they weren't doing their part, she was still trying to be a good friend.
They don't respect her. They don't respect her, so why should they respect her,
Touche.
I don't know.
All right, Jacob says, not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Christopher's in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Christopher. Are you going to say jerk or no jerk?
Good morning. I think she's a jerk still. I agree with DZ. Like, they could have, given her eviction warnings, but it's just, I don't know, just music at 2:30 a.m., 3 in the morning. That's just...
We sound old,
by
the way.
That's a no-go for me.
We do sound old. We should be in bed by that time.
I mean, who's blaring your music? Get off my lawn while you're at it.
No, and we've all done it.
Right?
Okay, I mean,
wow, Christopher, you're a man of many words. Wow.
Christopher already said it. Christopher said, yes, jerk.
There's a line.
There's a line. That part, Christopher. Hey, we appreciate your call, fam. Have a great day.
Yep, you guys too. Thank you very much.
Let's go to Keo in Greendale, last but not least. Good morning, Keo.
Good morning.
What do you think? We're split down the middle. Christopher, a man of not many words, said jerk. Jacob said not the jerk. Which way are you going?
I'm going to say not the jerk. I completely agree with the first caller because at the end of the day, if her name was on the lease and it wasn't her best friend that was a manager, she would take that very serious because she doesn't want to be evicted. So why take advantage because your best friend is a manager and make, like the first caller said, make her lose her job.
And maybe her livelihood. Because you know in most cases when you're a manager of a place, you get free rent wherever you live in.
Well, and I didn't know, not know that at all. But usually. That sounds like a nice perk. Yeah, absolutely.
No, yeah. And then everyone else is going to start, you know, retaliating, either complaining about the manager, and then they're going to start taking the matters into their own hands.
Yeah, I don't know why we're so worried about the best friend's housing when they're ruining their own job. Like, they're ruining their jobs.
Yeah, no, I hear y'all. I do hear y'all. Keo, I hear you too.
Not the jerk is what we said this morning. Yep. All right. Thanks for calling, Keo. You were fun. Call back again, okay?
Okay. Have a good morning, guys.
Bye. Bye.
So that's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
It
evict
wasn't
your friends.
Clean sweep, but it was not the jerk.
I appreciated Christopher for holding me down, at least, while I wasn't jerk on the side alone.
Well, DZ, you're always a man on the off to your own little island. What can I say?
You ain't wrong.
Coming up next, we are going to give away those tickets to see NF when he comes to town on May 8th. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, enjoy our favorite song right now.
Dance.
Lil Boo Thing. Oh, I love that song. Lil Boo Thing by Paul Russell. Allie and DZ right now are on Kiss FM live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Are you ready to give away these tickets?
Oh, I've been ready, born ready, stay ready.
NF is coming to town in May, and I know that seems far away, but you know the holidays are going to fly by. The next thing you know, it's 2024, and you're buying Christmas presents for people, and they might be NF tickets.
You know what makes a perfect little stocking stuffer?
NF tickets.
Tickets to a concert.
So, caller number 30 right now. You want to go see NF when he comes to town? You could be hearing songs like this one, Let You Down. It's going to be a really good show. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. You will see NF at Fiserv Forum on May 8th. Good luck. Somebody is going to see that guy, NF, at Fiserv Forum. And Olivia is calling in Kenosha this morning. Hey, Olivia.
Morning.
Good morning.
How would you like to go see NF when he comes to town?
I would love it.
Yeah, well, better luck tomorrow. Yeah,
bye.
We got to get to the next call.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
I got to stop doing that, bro.
Olivia, I'm going to cry.
You're going to see NF.
Woo! Thank you.
Look, you wouldn't be the first girl we made cry on this show.
I believe it. I hear you every day.
I make myself cry after that, too.
Me too.
Everybody's feeling, if my feelings are hurt, everybody's feelings are going to be hurt today. No, Olivia, in all seriousness, you are going to see NF at Fiserv Forum on May 8th. Congratulations.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And hold on. I got to get more info from you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Somebody asked me the other day what the last concert I went to was, and I had to think, because I'm like, well, I went to a lot of concerts this summer, but it was Pink at AM Fam, and you were probably Drake at Fiserv.
Yeah, that was the last concert. Mm-hmm. So, and now Olivia's next concert might be NF.
It is. It is NF. It's not might be. It is.
Oh, it is?
You said it might be NF. She already won.
Well, maybe she's going to a different concert between now and then. I'm saying her next concert, like, it's in May. You know what I mean?
Fair that. Tomorrow, same time, we'll have another chance at NF tickets. And did I mention we've also got Kane Brown tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning because he's coming to Summerfest.
Boom.
We're on fire. Enjoy that. 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble have been together for years now.
They are an item, and y'all can't deny it.
No,
yeah.
Cannot deny it. They're cute in their own little moments.
They are.
I would never have put them together beforehand, but
sure
now they make sense. Well, apparently he was offered a role on Yellowstone, like the Kevin Costner show.
What?
And she told him to turn it down because she didn't want him to have any love scenes.
What, with Kevin Costner?
She didn't want him to be in a romantic relationship with Kevin Costner. Yes.
Got it. No, I would have been scared of that too, I guess.
No, it was not though. With Kevin, but she straight up said that she had asked him to turn it down. And he said, if it wasn't for you, I'd be a Yellowstone star.
Dude, that's bogus. That's a huge show. Not that like I watch it, but everybody else seemingly does. That what?
All of it though, you can can see on the new season of The Kardashians, which I'm obviously here for because it's on Hulu.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Why did she say no, more importantly? Because that sounds like she just kept some money out of his pocket.
Because she didn't want him to be in a romantic relationship with anyone. But here's what's funny. He said, well, if they were, you know, if it was Kevin Costner and they asked you to come, she said, oh, I'd take it.
Oh, see?
Isn't that messed up?
See? So there had to have been another reason.
Chris Jenner really is the man. Like, if you go by stereotypical roles of who's
she's the manager.
She's trying to, the manager. Oh, my gosh, yes.
She's the man for show.
The momager, the manager, the you name it. So she told Corey Gamble, don't do it, and he didn't.
Wow.
I'm sure he's going to be just fine. He's already got a career.
Let's be honest. He ain't missing that much money out of his pocket not being on Yellowstone.
And we found out it's just because Kris Jenner wanted her own romantic relationship with Kevin Costner.
Unless we're both getting roles on Yellowstone, ain't nobody getting a role on Yellowstone.
So it's Marshmallow with Kane Brown. But Kane Brown's coming to Summerfest, and we're excited about it. So we're hooking you up with tickets here on Allie and DZ.
That's right, Wepa.
Ooh, Heather is in Mount Pleasant this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Ooh, very bright and sunshiny energy. What you up to this morning with all that energy?
I'm taking my oldest son to a college fair at Carthage in Kenosha.
Oh, ooh. Well, good. Well, good for him looking at his future, about it. Can you believe you're thinking about Summerfest right now?
Right now we're getting in a little bit colder weather, so I am so excited.
Well, if somebody says, are you going to Summerfest? You go, I sure am.
Next year?
Yeah. Yes.
You are, because you're going to see Kane Brown.
Kevin.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hottie McHotterson. Hey, Kane Brown, yummy. That's what I always say.
Hottie McHotterson.
Hello, Kane Brown.
Get out of here. She got her son in the car.
And? Because she doesn't like men?
Touche.
Well, she might not like men, actually. That was an assumption.
Also touche.
Just because she has a kid means nothing. But congratulations.
No, I do.
Well, he's a hottie.
And she like Kane Brown. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Heather, you're going to see him at Summerfest. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Well, another chance tomorrow, same time. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ, and are you ready, DZ?
Oh, come on now. Who you gotta tell? Yes, I'm ready, Allie. Quit playing games. Let's get into it.
I'm so excited because not only is today the day of the first playoff wild card game for the Milwaukee Brewers, DZ.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tonight at 6:08 p.m., you better be there or watching on TV. But today we have a very special guest in from the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right.
None other than the executive chef for the Milwaukee Brewers and oversees all the food at American Family Field. Welcome to the show, Lauren Rue.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I got to tell you, when they asked DZ and I, who would you like to talk to from the Brewers? We went, the food guy.
No brainer. Food guy.
Who handles the food and beverage? We want Lauren immediately.
And then I looked him up and saw his mustache and went, double confirmed, the food guy and the mustache guy for sure. Lauren Rue, please.
He better bring us treats.
You said it. You said it, not us.
Lauren, that mustache is phenomenal.
Thanks. Got to be on brand. You know, the Raleigh fingers going. It's a little bacon grease in the stash.
Of course, the food guy, bacon grease in the stash. I love it.
Why use wax when you got Newskies right up in Wittenberg? So,
you got hired by American Family Field and the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2019,
right
before COVID hit.
I sure did.
Wow. And what was that like? You're like, oh, I got my dream job. Here I am, the executive chef of the Brewers.
I get to eat as many hot dogs as I want. It was amazing. It's such a surreal experience to be there and interact with the team. And, you know, I've got an amazing group of chefs that I work with and just a really amazing food and beverage team over there. So it's amazing. It's surreal. It's hard to really explain. But I was actually at spring training when the world shut down on the 13th of Friday the 13th, but you know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, it's 2023. We have an amazing chance to make a deep playoff run this year. We're all really excited. The building is electric. You know, I was doing a whole bunch of media stuff this morning, so starting at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it's what an exciting time to be alive and be part of an amazing ballpark.
You can feel the excitement with the Brewers right now. Oh, absolutely. It's happening.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
No, the city's electric. Everybody is Brew Crewed Out, man. Mm-hmm. I can't even lie. I'm seeing that blue and gold everywhere.
You guys can't see my goosebumps, but there's goosebumps right now. There are.
Ooh, game day, baby.
Yeah, let's go, right?
We're talking to Lauren Rue, who's the executive chef for the Milwaukee Brewers. We're excited because tonight's the first game at 6:08. Go Brewers.
Gates at 4:08.
Oh, gates at 4:08, which is important.
It's important because you can get in and eat all the delicious food before the game.
And that's true.
You
grab
can't
a drink.
Go to a Brewers game. I don't think I've ever in my life, and I've been to a lot of games, gone without buying food and beverages.
Yeah, no,
ever.
That doesn't happen.
It just is impossible to do that.
Well, you know, baseball is such a social environment, and to be able to walk around and experience all the amazing eats that we have through the ballpark, it's a really unique sports experience, very different than like a basketball or football game.
Yeah.
We have a lot of food questions for Lauren, mm-hmm. but one of the questions I want to know, DZ, first is, can you watch the game while it's on, or are you always busy cooking and overseeing the food operations and beverage operations?
So my day starts like 8 hours before gates open, right? So I'm there making sure that all the food's being prepped properly and doing all my checks. So, you know, really my day, I'd say ends in the seventh or eighth inning. So I try to stop and smell the roses every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan. I'm a huge sports fanatic.
Oh, who's your favorite brewer?
My favorite brewer, I'd have to say Raleigh, right? I mean,
only right.
Yeah, right. Raleigh's up there with me. I got a picture of him and I in my office. It's pretty cool. No, current players. I mean, it's hard not to like, you know, Christian Yelich. It's hard not to like Bryce Turang, what he's doing. The mm-hmm. pitching staff is awesome. I mean, Burns and Woodruff and Peralta, the three-headed monster that they are is, mm-hmm. it's going to be scary for playoff teams. And we're really stoked about this. I mean, baseball tonight's going to be electric at American Family Field.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. I mean, we've got Lauren Rue, executive chef of the Milwaukee Brewers in-house. Now, you don't just wake up one day and go, yeah, I'm going to be the executive chef of the Brewers, man. How'd you get here? What brought you into the food game? Quick synopsis.
You go back and look at my kindergarten, like, what do you want to be when you grew up? And I said I wanted to be a baseball player. So for me, this is as close as a chubby kid from the North Shore can get. And I'm there every game, and it's amazing. I've been cooking for about 20 years. I went to culinary school in Chicago and really toured the fine dining circuit. So have a lot of like really finesse fine dining in Spain, New York, Chicago.
Wow.
Brought that to Wisconsin. Did hotels and resorts for the last 10 years prior to being here. And this is kind of just like a dream job to, you know, not to bring. I mean, my goal is to have the best food in baseball. So, yeah. You know, for me to be able to bring that fine dining eye and etiquette to a ballpark where it's traditionally just a hot dog and a bratwurst or a cheeseburger, it's like, no, let's have the best hot dog. Let's have the best bratwurst. Let's give them specialty builds and really up the food game. And that's been my mission since I've started.
I mean, he said specialty builds.
Well, Lauren, you did a good job because you brought us treats. I see right here all of the goodies that DZ and I get to eat while you're here and after you leave. So coming up next, I want to talk about some of the foods you brought us. These look really good, but I don't know if you know this, DZ. Lauren's got some secrets about how you can basically get tickets to get into the playoff games. Oh, for
secrets?
The Brewers.
I got secret ticket information.
Hold on. We need a second, and I need to take a bite of this.
Yeah, you got to take a bite, and we'll be right back with Lauren Rue, the executive chef of the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Game time, baby!
Game
go
one.
Brewers!
Let's go.
Woo! 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And can you see me over here, DZ?
Allie, I don't know if you can open that right now. Hold on, it's a little early.
Is this legal to drink alcohol from an American Family Field on the air?
Well, technically it's a sample, so it's not illegal?
How are you supposed to talk about it if you don't know how it tastes?
That part!
He's got a good point. We have in the studio with us Lauren Rue. I can't believe we've never met. It's nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you as well, and thank you so much for having me on.
Well, we wanted to have somebody on because tonight is the first game, and the Milwaukee Brewers at 6:08 are going to win tonight. The first wild card game, the first playoff game,
yep.
Right?
Gates at 4:08.
Gates at 4:08.
Which is important to people in this town because we like to tailgate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Lauren, you brought in so much good food. I want to talk a little bit about that. What your favorite item is at the ballpark? because you are the chef, and you have to tell everyone the secret about tickets I didn't know existed on how to get in and actually watch the game.
We're putting the foodie on the spot.
DZ, where do we start? Should we start with the food?
We got to start with the food. Come
all
on.
Right, let's start with the food. We have a couple of amazing concession specials, so we're limiting all of our concession specials to field level for the wild card round. Then we'll expand from there once we go a little deeper into the playoffs, right? So we have Johnsonville chicken sausage. It's actually what we're calling an MKE hot chicken link, and we are deep frying a Johnsonville cheddar and jalapeno chicken brat. We're taking that and we're dunking it in a house-made like Nashville hot sauce. It's then topped with red cabbage coleslaw and some dill pickles. So what's really nice is you get a good amount of heat, you get some acid from the pickles, you get some sweetness from the coleslaw. It's just a really great bite, and for someone who wants a sausage experience, that's really an amazing way to go. And we can find it in all three chicken stands, so one on third baseline, first baseline, and right behind home plate.
Top tier. I love how passionate he is about food.
You hear that? Did you hear that, though?
He's like, let me tell you in detail about my food, because he cares.
And we know you can't see the food, but he just painted the perfect picture to where you can envision exactly what that man is talking about right now.
You can see the food because I've posted it on Instagram and Facebook. You're welcome, so go check that out if you want to see it. But Lauren Rue, executive chef for the Milwaukee Brewers, we're pumped about tonight, and we want to know how people can secretly watch the game. He blew our mind, DZ.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
I feel like I should have known this being in the city so long, and I didn't.
So we have some amazing premium spaces at the ballpark. So we opened X Golf last September, and X Golf was the old JCI club, but you have this beautiful glass enclosed air conditioning space with its own culinary menu, chef driven. There's a full kitchen of cooks back there making all the food. Ooh. And then the Barrel Yard. So the Barrel Yard's our new restaurant, which opened up in March.
Yeah, that's new, and that's where I got this drink from that goes around my neck.
Right, the Lining Kugels Barrel Yard, baby.
It's amazing. It's a drink I carry around my neck. It's my drink. Come true.
It's a brandy slush, and I mean, that's about as Wisconsin as it gets, right? So Wisconsin is allocated about 70% of all the United States brandy. So we drink a lot of brandy.
Shocker.
Here. No, right? Shocking. It's absolutely nuts.
No.
We're loving brandy? What? But,
you know, a lot of people's grandmas had like a Kemp's ice pail in their freezer with the brandy and the orange and cherries.
Yes, sir.
So, and a little bit of like soda. So it's really cool. You wear it around your neck. You got two hands for beers, and you got a beverage around your neck. But we're actually doing a prime rib nacho in the Barrel Yard for our wild card special. So we're doing prime rib basically every day. We're shaving it thin, putting smoked Gouda, mild cheddar cheese, hot jardiniere, horseradish cream, parsley. So, you know, nachos aren't really supper clubby, fine, you know, like New Northwoods kitchen, but you're at the ballpark and nothing says supper club like prime ribs.
Yeah,
so.
You had Wisconsin at supper club right there,
totally.
Lauren.
Luxury nachos right there, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, we got some bougie nachos for everybody.
I love that.
So what's cool about the Barrel Yard and X Golf is that you don't need a field level ticket or a club level ticket to access those spaces. So you could buy a standing room only ticket, or you could buy a terrace level ticket, which are still available for tonight. So, you know, you can go right to the ballpark app, get your tickets, and you know, if you get there early, if you get there right at 4, you can get a table in the Barrel Yard. You can utilize X Golf, the Casamigos patio as well. Those seats are available for the general public. And it, you know, tickets are very affordable for the wild card round. I think it's like $20-$30 a ticket. So for somebody who's never been to a playoff game, you know, it's a really amazing experience. It's electric. You could feel everybody cheering and pumping and the music, and then you add a really heightened culinary experience, and it just adds to the overall people are going to have a great time. So
I did not know that, DZ, that you could get a ticket without having a ticket. If you weren't going through the Barrel Yard.
Yeah, if you weren't paying attention, he just dropped a little nugget of knowledge on you that's going to put it in your pocket and save it for later today. Let's just say that.
Oh, he did. Listen, I want to say go Brewers. I'm wearing it like a side purse, and I'm going to sip. I'm going to, are you going to try the chicken sausage?
Are you kidding me? I'm about to go in on everything. I ain't get enough bites in, Allie.
You
got to
go for the cheesesteak, though. So the cheesesteak.
Oh, wait, let me put that down and don't tell anyone I touched that one. Okay, I'm going back to the cheesesteak.
The cheesesteak's legit. So, you know, traditional Philly cheesesteak with your ribeye. We're actually taking bratwursts and shaving them thin. We made a Sargento creamery cheddar cheese whiz. Whoa. Onions, peppers. It's as Wisconsin as a cheesesteak can get. So that's available on field level 129, the grilled cheese stand for the Sargento cheese stand. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a bunch of awesome food. Really excited about tonight.
Well, you had us at food and beverage for the Milwaukee Brewers. Lauren Rue, the executive chef. DZ, we have to ask him.
What's up?
What's your favorite? And you have to pick one before we leave. Your favorite food item at American Family Field. You have to pick one.
So we have a top dog concept. There's two of them. There's one on field level at section 110, and there's one on loge level at section 205.
Okay.
207. And we have something called the Badger State Dog, which has a cranberry ketchup, jalapenos, tater tots, and Merck's cheddar cheese that is legitimately amazing. Okay. And then we also have the other sausage, which is at the top dog stand, is Wisconsin on my mind. So you have sharp cheddar, mild cheddar, Merck's cheddar, and ranch and cheese curds. So it's like, it's legit. And it's such a different experience than just a plain hot dog or mustard and onions. We also have two Evil Grills. I'm a big sausage guy. I got a big sausage.
I'm a big sausage girl. Wait, you have sausages on your
match made in heaven.
I got a huge sausage.
My dream man.
He does exist.
A burger. I got a pizza slice. But it's awesome. All the favorite foods. But yeah, the sausage program that we have. I mean, Johnsonville's an amazing partner with their Italians, Polish, and brats. And Vienna Beef has been great to have in the park this year. And
Lauren, I've had many sausages at the ballpark.
Yes. We're really happy. We are. I without a doubt can say we have the best. The best culinary program in the MLB. That's at least how I feel.
That is a huge statement to say we have the best food in MLB in Milwaukee. Wow.
Well, he backed it up.
and he brought food and we're about to eat. We got to go. Everyone's salivating right now in their cars.
Listen, if you leave the ballpark hungry, you didn't do something right. Am I wrong, Lauren Rue, executive chef of the Milwaukee Brewers?
And remember, though, the Barrel Yard's open for lunch as well. So if you want to come in like today for lunch, 11 to 2 before the game, you can come into the Barrel Yard. And on non-game days, 11 to 9. So we're open. You don't have to wait for a game day experience to eat in the Barrel Yard. Same with X-Golf. So both of those spaces open all year round.
Wow. Well, thanks for being so passionate about the food and beverages you give us at American Family Field, because we are a food and beverage town. Let's be real. We
Heck
love
yeah.
food. Thank you again, Lauren.
Thanks
for
having
coming
me.
In.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go Brewers.
Yeah, go Crew.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.